This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith from The Men's Room. And did you know I have a podcast? Well, I do. The Podcast. New episodes uploaded every Wednesday on the Odyssey app.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Head champs on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the best sports bars in all of Seattle. But first time for a few emails from The Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Jump right in the birthday request, guys. My son James Dean is turning 12 years old. He would love a little kid face sandwich and Coach Ted giving him advice on starting a new school after moving. And all of you talking all over each other about puberty. Lots of love, that from Dad and Momica.
How old is he?
He is 12 years old today.
Starting a new school?
Mm-hmm. All right, starting a new school is a lot like going to jail. You walk up to the... No, I'm kidding. 12th grade, what is that, 7th?
12 years old, 6th or 7th,
yeah, I'm not sure. All right.
I mean, if he's dumb, he could be in 3rd grade, I don't know.
Yeah, well, starting a new school, look, you might be a little nervous, might be a little odd, maybe you don't know the kids there. Don't worry, just go in there, be yourself. I'm sure you'll find somebody that has a topic you're interested in, whether it's sports, some kind of board game stuff, or, I don't know, maybe you both collect Pokemon.
Puberty.
Hello, guys. Today is my amazing girlfriend Alexis's 28th trip around the big ball of fire. She is the best girlfriend ever. I love her more than anything. So could she get the dirtiest of Germans and a little Coach Ted? Thanks, you guys. Lots of love. That from Sean.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you bring up this Alexis saying she's the best girlfriend ever and that you love her more than anything. Yeah, we also love her more than anything because of the things she does with her mouth.
Yeah, it's her favorite car. I mean, stripper, it's a club.
Yeah.
All right, 28th birthday. First of all, I assume, Alexis, that you're hot, because generally Alexis's always tend to be hot.
Yeah.
Sorry for the ugly ones out there. 28, though, listen, birthday weekend, you got 3 days coming up. You could take some time off. Sun's going to be shining. I will tell you this. Put on some sunscreen, enjoy some Men's Room IPA, and get out there and have fun. Make the old boyfriend drive you home this time.
Yeah. Guys, it's my beautiful wife, Alexis, 30th trip around the ball of fire. I was curious if you guys could have the dirty Germans give her advice on how they would celebrate the closeout of their 20s and what to look forward to in the next 10 years. Maybe some of Miles' best dad jokes and just a barrage of random sounds ending in a farting turtle. Love you guys. Truly appreciate the laughs. Your friends, Lexi and Peyton.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
Drop the beat.
Yeah, sexy Lexi. You know, he wrote in something about, you know, close out of of your 20s. He meant close, C-L-O-T-H-E-S. I plan on getting you out of your clothes at the end of your 20s.
Yeah, or maybe just dress like that. They could be one of some flapper girls with the weird dresses and also pearls. It will help provide the pearl.
Yeah, you know why they call them flappers?
No.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air.
Guys are getting older. I decided to start wearing shoes with Velcro instead of the ones with laces. Yeah, it's true. Why not? What did the cannibal do after dumping his girlfriend? What did the cannibal do after dumping his girlfriend?
He flushed.
He wiped.
Damn.
I'll give you a couple more. I know. What do you call a Jewish muscle t-shirt?
A Jewish muscle
t-shirt.
What?
Muscle top.
Muscle top.
Yeah. Here's some more religious jokes. What is Gwen Stefani's most popular song at bar mitzvahs? What Gwen Stefani song is popular at bar mitzvahs?
Holla Back Girl.
Holla Back Girl.
Yeah, Holla Bread.
That is correct.
Yeah, that stuff's good.
And one more religious joke here. A priest, a monk, and a rabbit walk into a clinic to donate blood. Again, a priest, a monk, and a rabbit walk into a clinic to donate blood. The rabbit says,
I'm a typo.
Yep.
Yeah, right?
All the guys, happy trip around the sun for Alex. Can he get a big old bong rip, a barbershop quartet fish sandwich, and some dirty Germans talking about video games? Thanks. That from the whole fam damley. Yeah.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Yeah, here in the United States, you play video games like Halo and Call of Duty. Yeah, in Deutschland, video games are where you take a video of me playing a game of pin the penis on your girlfriend.
Yeah, I played the Call of Booty. Also, I like...
What's that sound like?
Still a lot of shooting. It's a Call of Duty, or some of you call it COD, because I'm wearing my COD piece. Yeah.
Call of Booty.
Yeah. Heel to the column.
Climb to the tallest mountain. Gentlemen, today's my wife's 31st birthday around the sun. She's the most amazing wife and mom. I am lucky to have her. Happy birthday, baby. Can she get a fart medley and uh-oh, look out and thrill? Singing the Advocate song.
Yeah!
Thanks, fellas. That from my Andrew.
Because you demanded it, Miles. No, even the album cut. I told you. Hey, man, look, it's what the people want. All right, they've actually added lyrics. Believe it or not, I've never sang the full. I'm not going to sing the full song here. I'll just give you a sample of what you could be in store for. So, the other guy was in a hurry. Now you're on a gurney, so don't look now. I don't know how, but you need an attorney. Because if you're driving down the road and you get hit, come on, Miles, you deserve an advocate. Advocateslaw.com.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. NFL preseason is over. College football, this is week one, actually starting tonight. So you get a lot of college sports on this weekend. Some big matchups. You have Major League Soccer still going. Baseball's kind of turning the corner, right? Most exciting months in baseball are probably September and October. Mm-hmm. So just a good time of year for sports. Frankly, fall, to me, is the premier time for sports.
Without a doubt.
Right? I can watch Arsenal. I can watch F1. I can watch football, college football, baseball. I mean, just you name
NFL
it.
NFL football?
Yeah, it's all on. So Eater.com, the Seattle section, they put out a list of the best sports bar in Seattle. I will say, before I start this list, I want to give just a quick shout out. It didn't make the list, but Fuel, you remember Fuel Forever was down in Pioneer Square, but now it's actually over in Ballard.
Really?
Have you not been to the new Fuel?
I have not, man.
Oh, it's great. Huge bar area, also a huge section, a couple, like, big restaurant area, too.
Okay.
So if you and the boys are going out for drinks, you can pop in there. You and the wife and the kids are going out for food and drinks, you can pop in there.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't get confused when you go in on a Saturday to meet other Maryland fans, and you're like, it's a sea of red. I knew we were back. And you find out it's mostly Nebraska fans.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so on their list, they have the Rough and Tumble Pub. Miles, you been in there yet?
Rough and Tumble, I have not.
All right.
Is that the one in Ballard?
Correct. The thing that makes Rough and Tumble really specific is that it's the only bar centered around women's sports. It shows all local teams, Ballard FC, the semi-pro men's soccer team, Storm, Rain, United States women's teams. I mean, I have not been in there, so I can't comment. I mean, I imagine they'd show others.
I gotta tell you, the room's great. I know it used to be an old barbecue place. It's down on the kind of the Salmon Bay side of things. I know the room for a fact. I want to say it might be the same owners who started this down in Portland and brought up another bar up here. But I don't know if it is or not. But the same idea, just being a female, kind of more heavy sports place.
I know. I have some friends. They're always going in there. It looks like they're. I saw their brunch menu. Looks pretty damn good too. Miles, one place I know you've been, we've both been in there, the Georgian Dragon Pub.
Georgian Dragon, yep. They got a huge outdoor seating area. Craziest thing about the Georgian Dragon is just fact number one, they will show no South American soccer, period. Don't even ask for it. They will not show it.
It is not just a famous soccer bar in Seattle. That is one of the more famous soccer bars in the United States.
English Pub, you will get up in the morning. I will get up in the morning early. Or hear the roars early in the morning and not realize some of that Prem League stuff and what time it starts. And you cannot believe, depending on the tournament, depending on the match, how many people will show up. They'll set up TVs outside in the, not parking lot, but kind of the outdoor seating area.
Yeah, I've watched a World Cup game there, and it was beyond crowded. I used to go there to watch Arsenal games, but you're right. Especially with the Premier League, they're kind of like the NFL. They have kind of set times. Mm-hmm. So on Saturdays, sometimes your team kicks off at 4:30 a.m. So I used to go to Fado. They would open early, and there'd be fans in there, and you'd sit there. And then at 6 a.m., everybody would line up at the bar for a beverage.
And if there's nothing bigger on, you can watch Mariners. You can watch Seahawks. You can watch Monday Night Football. So, yes, when soccer's on, soccer's first priority. But
and
outside
Georgia
of
Dragon's
that,
just a cool pub, too.
Cracking hockey. If it's on and it's not interfering, they will put it on the TV.
All right.
I will say this. If you're going there, though, to watch a major tournament for soccer, you better get there early.
Yes, you should.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And if you got a team, you'll meet friends.
Atlas Sports and Spirits. This one used to be Atlas Kitchen. It's kind of over there in the, like Queen Anne. Trying to think of what's by there. It's just up the street from the arena.
All right. Okay. So you're still going up the hill?
Yeah. All yeah. Right. Good spot. It's one of the only places you'll find in the city. Like, they have good wings. They also have the garbage plate, which I'm pretty sure have a Locomoco plate and this and that. Like, I'm pretty sure Atlas Sports is the only place in town that is like.
Now, does that make them a Buffalo bar? I mean, just in proximity to Rochester, the garbage plate, that area of the country, are they,
I mean, it's definitely, obviously, somebody in that restaurant has ties to somewhere upstate New York.
Yeah. Yes.
Because the garbage plate, it doesn't leak. Like, I'm sure other places have, but like, that's
it
an
might
upstate New York thing.
Inadvertently end up being like a Sabres bar or a Bills bar. Right. Just if you know what a garbage plate is and you're from that area, that is where you'd want to go.
Queen Anne Beer Hall.
Yep.
That's a big spot.
It is. It's got a massive, if you've never been in there, go in there. Again, Queen Anne Beer Hall, too. It's kind of communal seating and stuff, but I want to say till 8 or 9, it's family friendly. So you could, everybody can go in there. You can hang out. I love drinking giant beers and pretzels. You know what I like even more than pretzels sometimes? Like, just give me that sausage plate. Like, chop it all up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll just
awesome.
Pick at it. But their food's pretty darn good. So you can go in there. This one I've never actually been to. The Goose Pub and Eatery. It's basically in a Bellevue strip mall. transport you to another world. The old school sports dive has one of a kind charm. And basically, like plenty of pub games that you entertain yourself.
Okay. All right.
It's like this: if the Seahawks contest turns into a blowout,
well, you have more pubs and traditional, not quite quote unquote dive bars, but older bars in the city. It's nice to know that they have that option in Bellevue. Because Bellevue to me is like, you know, I need to look better than I normally do if I'm going.
I would say, again, this isn't on the list. My buddy's worked in Bellevue for years. If you want an old school Bellevue bar, and it's weird because all the expensive car dealerships and the light rail had to build around it, the Pump House. Super good food.
Okay.
Great beer list, but it gets crowded.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of the place with the garbage plate again? I'm asking for a texter.
Atlas Sports Bar.
Okay, yeah.
Legion. Now, this is the brand new one that Sherm and Cam Chancellor just opened.
Oh, the food there looks great.
It does. TVs everywhere, cocktails, soul food, influence menu, which I like. Look, it's Bellevue. It's a high-scale place. It's a little bit pricier, but Mike and I have been talking about going over there, and I was checking out the menu yesterday. I was like, damn.
They got it going on. I follow Cam on Instagram, and he puts up all kinds of pictures of them eating the food, serving the food. I'm like, Jesus, man, we got to get over there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, him and Sherman own it, so I would Uber. All right. One of my hands down personal favorites. I used to live next to this place. Spent so much time in there. Buckley's at Belltown.
Yep.
Also has the Men's Room IPA on tap.
Yeah. Okay.
Bonus.
Yeah. Buckley's again, I was going to say, those Thai chili ribs on the appetizer menu are good. They've really upped their wing game over the years. Solid menu. I mean, look, when I have anybody in town, we'll still go to Buckley's. Buckley's is a great place. I was going to say, on Seahawks away games, again, not only Seahawks away games, but like, Buckley's, I think, on Sundays for football opens it. Like, you got to get in there early, all right? People are going to get in there. They're going to take up space. Like, you got to get in there and kind of call out your spot. Right down the street from there, you got Vindictive Wings.
Ooh, that's my new favorite hotspot.
Used to be Belltown Pub. You can go in there. Great spot. Honestly, arguably the best chicken wings in the city.
Those two guys are from Buffalo.
Okay. Madison Pub. This is up on Capitol Hill. I never went in there. Relaxed vibe. Old school sports bar. Sports focused gay bar.
Okay.
So, what else is in here? Oh, Jesus Christ. I go to a lot of sports bars. I was like, another one of my favorites. Sluggers.
Right by the stadium.
What up, Shane? What up, Shelly? Yeah. If you're ever going to a game, I know they had to change their hours after the pandemic and stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you go... if you go before a game or after a game or even like on a Saturday afternoon, go in there. Great stuff. I mean, just classic sports bar, like, light beers, shots, chicken wings.
I can't remember what the concert was, but it was like 12:30. It was getting up there. It was getting late. And it's a school night and all that stuff. And I'm like, my buddy Charlie, let's just stop in Sluggers, get one beer. We walk upstairs like, 10!
I know. That was after the Stones.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah.
That's the same night I looked at my buddy Vinny and I go, Italian, huh? He's like, nah, Mexican, dude. down in Columbia City, Rookies Sports Bar and Grill. I used to go there after Pub League with our buddy Troy. We almost thought about buying a rundown house near it so we could go there. Very good menu. Again, you go in there, make a left, sports bar. If you make a right, still a bunch of TVs, but you can take the fam in there. And then the last one is the Westie. The original Westie is over there in West Seattle. Great menu. Thrill and I enjoy the Westie in Roosevelt. And the Westie in Roosevelt, I know, because I was there a week ago drinking them, has the Bedroom IPA on draft.
And you said get the lemon pepper chicken wings in there.
Oh, they're lemon pepper chicken wings. That is my go-to order there, man. I just go 6 lemon pepper, side of ranch.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. The Sade is coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up in minutes, we'll drink and toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. Wendy's and Paramount have been collaborating lately, leading some to believe that they may be selling Krabby Patties sometime this year.
As in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Correct. Paramount is either affiliated with or owns Nickelodeon. You know, they work together plenty, so they have SpongeBob, and the restaurant chain Wendy's is like,
well, do you don't expect Wendy's Krabby Patty.
Don't expect a $5 burger on a crab sandwich in or anything.
I think it's a like K-Rab, right? Is it artificial crab meat?
Do you guys think it's actually going to be crab meat? Do you actually think it's going to be a seafood burger?
I think it might be just that K-Rab. See, and fish
you can't shell it.
Hey, hang on. It's Mr. Krabs. He makes burgers. I don't think there's going to be crab meat on it.
Oh.
Right. It's a Krabby Patty.
I think it's just going to be a round burger from Wendy's.
Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Well, that explains things.
Well, never mind.
Sorry, I was in the other room. I was like, hang on.
I forgot they don't watch the show, so I'm in here like, no, you guys know Krabby Patty's just a burger.
Right. And they're kind of famous in Bikini Bottom. He doesn't give out the recipe.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, so then how can Wendy's
do it? Then
again,
there's speculation that the recipe is either crab or plankton, one of the two.
You know what it is? It's like read the back of the hamburger helper box. Oh. Just like every other
or
great recipe.
Or it could be seasoned with Old Bay. Who knows?
Oh, there you go. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they added some sort of seafoodness to it, but if you're just going to do a Krabby Patty, no. It's just going to be a burger with a round patty that's kind of against Wendy's usual.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, look, I see, a round patty. Yeah. You're right. That would be different for Wendy's, and people are like, oh, let's try it.
Whoa. You're exactly right. Like, mm-hmm. You have that round burger from Wendy's.
Right.
Man.
I mean, given the trend right now, which they are delicious, it's just kind of like the meatloaf trend. Like, bars have been doing this for a year, but smash burgers like everything, right?
Yep.
Right. So you're right. I wouldn't be shocked if Wendy's came out and were like, we made a smash burger. It's a Krabby Patty.
Yeah, you know, that's a good call.
I will say, the McDonald's in Ocean City, Maryland sells a very expensive crab cake.
Do
it. Yeah, they used to. They had like a crab cake sandwich on their menu. Because there's like regional things sometimes at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Kind of sucks.
I used to have a lobster roll up in New England.
Do we get anything out here? Or do we just get a
salmon burger?
Well, in my mind, we should get all the stuff that goes international. I think they should put one of those items on the menu at all McDonald's.
Yeah,
at
any given right? You know what you get up here, Mike? I had never heard of Tillamook cheese. Until we moved out here in McDonald's, it was like, this comes specifically with Tillamook.
Okay, nice. Nice. I did not know that. It's been a minute, but okay. Yeah. Sure.
Tillamook's great.
Tillamook's fantastic, yeah, dude. Yeah. I got like 3 pounds of their cheese in my drawer right now.
I bought it, yeah.
Tillamook, like we love you.
I'm like a small child. I bought a bag of those, like the little medium cheddar squares.
Yeah dude, those things, yeah. I got them in my fridge, too.
Their ice cream is on point, too.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You are correct.
Yes, sir. Reports say that the West Coast will ramp up killings of invasive owls in order to save native birds. Kill the native birds. Owls are cool.
Where are the invasive owls coming from?
Where do I sign up?
And how did they get here?
If you kill an owl, you get its knowledge.
Ooh.
You got to eat them first.
I finally know how many licks it does take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
Jesus, that's so bad.
Ted's not even going to shoot it. He's just going to see how far he can twist the head.
Miles will bring his blow dart.
Take it out.
Well, I was glad that it was my first thought when I read that headline, and then Fark had the same thought that I did, that's now Futurama predicting the future.
Yeah.
Because in the show, their invasive species was owls. Now, I heard some sort of lore that was like, in the future, you know, rats became such a problem that they started releasing wild owls into the city to take care of
that.
And
that's why we had invasive owls.
And now they have an owl problem.
That's the thing. Where do these owls come from? Because most birds, I mean, they're not really invasive if they fly through your town.
Right.
And it's not like, you know, like fish or something or weird insects that hitch a ride on a cargo ship. I'm just like, where do these invasive owls come from?
Right. And it's not like these native birds would really be prey to the owls. It's more rodents that they get after. I don't know about owls going after smaller birds. I wouldn't be shocked.
Maybe these owls do.
Right.
That's the issue. I don't know.
Invasive. I would never look at an owl and say, that doesn't belong here. I just think they're cool.
Yeah.
They're bomb, dude.
I mean, look, I couldn't look at the at Lake Washington at the crayfish and be able to like, oh, that's one that's invasive.
Right. Right.
I got to talk to it. Oh, yeah, I'm from right here. Like, man, you are not.
Hey, dude, what you looking at?
Hey. You don't want me.
One stick of butter.
California lawmakers are considering adding more animals to their symbols, such as banana slug and Dungeness crab.
Okay.
No, California.
Thank you.
You don't get the Dungeness crab.
You don't get the dungeon.
If Oregon said we're going to do it, I'd be like, all right. But I feel like that's a Northwest thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, even the banana slug. I feel like they can't lay claim to the banana slug.
I mean, what's it? Santa Clara.
Are you going to fight them about that?
Santa Clara University's already the banana slugs.
Okay.
So I could fathom that one.
I would think that.
Let's leave the state. Let's leave the flags alone.
All right. They're fine.
Well, we should change ours. Washington sucks.
Yeah.
I think it sucks.
I do. It's just green with Washington's head on it.
That is kind of boring. You're right.
He's never even been here.
That is like, we weren't a state when he was here.
We were just like, Washington.
Yeah, we did. Let's switch it up.
We'd screw it up somehow, dude. Washington. We would screw it up
Isaiah
somehow.
Isaiah Washington.
Cool.
Somebody.
I don't think that. Well,
but Grayson Anatomy. Washington.
Isaiah Washington.
Denzel Washington.
There you go, Denzel Washington.
That's
and our new slogan is My Man.
Yeah. That works here.
My man.
That's my man.
Oh, God.
By the way, someone here says, owls 100% go after other birds, especially at night in their nests. The great horned owl is known to kill and eat sleeping bald eagles.
Huh.
Kill that owl.
That's badass.
That is pretty badass. So
I'm gonna eat your kid.
Bird world survival of the fittest, man.
I'll tell you how many licks it takes.
A new study says that women should start getting annual mammograms at the age of 40.
Is that news?
Is that new?
A new study that was just, you know.
Our study confirms what we've been telling you since you've been alive.
Hey, anything that you can do to prevent cancer, try to.
But I'm not going
to
lie, that study kind of got my mind wandered a little bit, and I lost a little bit of focus. Absolutely. And I was like, you know what? There's got to be, and there is.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Thanks for the memories. 10 booby facts you probably didn't know. Breasts aren't just fat. They're a complex system of glands and ducts, which also include the nipple. However, after a certain age, your breasts do turn mostly to fat. Probably about the same time you started watching Brad Pitt or Ryan Gosling or Bradley Cooper movies while shoveling half gallons of Moose Tracks ice cream down your gullet. Hey, let's hear it for sweater puppies.
So these are 14 fun, or rather 10 fun facts about your boobs. I'll look behind the curtain there. Your boobs are probably not the same size.
That's what I've heard.
Statistically, which breast is going to be larger?
Ooh, hang on.
The right one.
I'm going to say left.
Left is correct.
All right.
Statistically, your left one is going to be larger. 65% of women report a smaller right breast.
Most humans are not symmetrical. If you look at the height of their ears, the length of their legs, all those things.
Men can actually breastfeed. They have the proper equipment and just need some consistent stimulation in the range of a few weeks to get milk flowing.
Get out of here.
Really?
Yeah.
So I got the milk in me.
Yes, sir.
Man, oh man, that, listen.
In case of emergency, we could be there.
The thing is, I'd get arrested. Sir, what are you doing with that baby? I'm like, dude, I have spent weeks mastering this so that my kid
Your body can just kick in and realize that you have a child?
Yes.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think about survival and adaptation right? It makes sense. But when I first heard that too, it blew my mind. Like, really?
Okay. You ever think that happened to some guy that he did not know it was going to happen? You know, some circumstance, his wife, I don't know, she dies like 3 days after childbirth.
I'm
going
to try.
Well, not even trying. Just like, man, my baby was crying in the middle of the night. And I swear to God. Milk. Dripped out of my inner man. I wouldn't even want to tell anyone.
Most women aren't sized correctly for bras.
I've heard that too.
A full 80% of women are wearing the wrong bra size, most likely due to sticking with the same fitting measurements for too long or just never being sized correctly in the first place.
Okay.
Let me mansplain bras to you, ladies.
Well, you know what? The numbers, hopefully like that, like with jeans, I can buy 34, 36, and 34s will sometimes fit me 36.
Sure.
At least there is a standard measurement involved. And at least, you know,
because it's based inches. On inch and right. actual measurement.
Yes. So hopefully that remains consistent. If you're right. a 34B, the bra is not a 32 or 33.
Right. And right behind it, they say your breasts are probably going to change a lot. Your boobs can change a full size during a single menstrual cycle. So don't be surprised that they go through a lot in your life. From childhood on, breasts will change in size and shape periodically. So cherish what you have going on now before it morphs into something even better. Some more boob facts. There are four types of nipples.
Oh, yeah?
Four types. Normal, which protrude a few millimeters from the areola. Flat, which are basically what they sound like. Thrill's favorite, puffy, which are the same as flat, but the areola is raised. And inverted, which are sort of like dimples.
That's right. They go inside.
To
That's
me,
right.
it's like the puffy Cheetos. I prefer the crunchy. I'll eat them if they're there, but... naturally, you know.
Oh, Lord.
I like them crunchy Cheeto nipples.
Maybe you should just start asking people, just like, crunchy or puffy?
Men have nipples because all embryos initially have female parts.
Correct.
All right.
Testosterone does not really take hold until about 6 weeks into a prenatal development, so the nipple remains just in case.
I bet your body's like, hey man, just in case you're a chick. And in case you got to breastfeed later in life.
Miles, we talked about it earlier today. Jogger's nipple is honestly too real, they say. Friction is caused by breasts rubbing against fabric, making the nipples sore and can cause bleeding. Save yourself and your running shirts with tape, Vaseline, or just a good sports bra.
Amen on that.
You ever worn a sports bra while running, Miles?
I normally, if I'm going a half, I'll do, I used to put duct tape on my nipples.
Okay.
I used to take like two squares and just stick it over the top.
Does that hurt coming back off?
Well, it depends on how hairy your chest is. I'm not a hairy individual, so I don't have to worry about it.
It would kill me, man. I got too much hair going on there. It would.
I always think it's funny now with professional athletes. Like, it started in soccer. I've seen it in football, too. They have, like, those training tops that basically look like dudes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a sports bra.
Right, it's got all, like, the information and stuff, but it looks like those guys are wearing a sports bra.
Yes.
Sports bras are hot. Jesus. I should have separated that.
Yeah. You need a segue there.
Some more booby facts. They say all bras are Scorpios.
Let's go.
Bras, as we know them, were officially introduced on November the 3rd, 1914, and should be spending today exploring exploring something that excites them, they say.
So wait, the bra itself, as we know, was not introduced until 1903?
1914. Yeah, November 3rd, 1914.
They mention how expensive breasts are.
No.
Oh. That would be my number one.
But they do say that your breasts are going to sag.
Well,
there's nothing,
nothing
you can do about it. Embrace your boobs as they age, because technically you're going to have it, or it might, you're going to have to, or it might get uncomfortable.
Somebody here on the boobs, text line, very eloquent. My girlfriend lost a bunch of weight, and her big boobs got all floppy and ugly.
Oh, wow.
Golly. How about congrats on
I thought they
weight.
Would just get smaller. I didn't think they'd get... like change.
Floppy.
Well, you never lose the weight exactly where you want to.
Right.
Absolutely.
You might lose 10 pounds, but it's not just coming off of your gut.
Right. Right. But then the number one booby fact. Fellas, this is going to be great. Boobs can cause orgasm.
Yeah.
Nipple stimulation goes to the same part of the brain as the...
Oh, you mean for the woman. My bad.
Okay. Yeah, I was like,
In my life,
they've helped out a ton.
Yes.
The stimulation goes to the same part of the brain as the other areas down there, which is why some women can actually orgasm from nipple stimulation alone. It's sometimes hard work, but anything's possible when you believe.
Yeah, believe.
Thank you.
I believe in the power of boobs.
I'm going to make this happen with the force. A fire department in Canada found the source of 15 intentional grass fires that were set in the last month, and they did not have to look far, Miles.
What was the source, then?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.